With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris formally concedes the election.
Instead of delivering a victory speech, Harris acknowledged her loss to Donald Trump.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results.
She promised to help with a peaceful transfer of power, but said she's not giving up on the issues and values she fought for.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Abortion legislation passed Tuesday in 8 of 10 states where they were on the ballot. South Dakota rejected constitutional protections for abortion, where a near-total ban will remain in effect. A similar measure also failed in Florida, meaning most abortions there will still be banned after 6 weeks. 8 other states, Arizona, Colorado, Nebraska, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and New York, passed measures that would amend constitutions to establish a right to abortion. California voters approved an initiative making shoplifting a felony for repeat offenders and increasing penalties for some drug charges. Wildfires on the move in Southern California.
Forecasters are warning for the potential of extreme and life-threatening fires. Homes were evacuated in Malibu. A fire is burning near multi-million dollar homes. In Moore Park, California, this teenager says the roof of their home caught fire as she and her mother were getting their pets out.
It's pretty burnt up. I was in there getting our ducks, and the pond was just catching flames as I was standing there.
She spoke to KABC. Wind gusts are topping 60 miles per hour. Water dropping helicopters are still flying, but the wind is making it very difficult. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. More trouble for the Church of England.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican communion has threatened to split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The 300-plus Christian homeless shelters of Citygate Network are marshaling their resources for the annual Thanksgiving Day feast. Tens of thousands of people with no home to go to will sit down to the traditional meal November 28th, thanks to an army of volunteers and special donations from Christians all across the country. About 1.3 million Americans are homeless in any given year, most located in cities. This is SRN News. One country which will likely be most affected by President Trump's trade policies is China.
China's top legislative body is meeting this week, in part, to determine the size of a stimulus package to strengthen the country's fragile economy. It's widely reported that Beijing will adopt a bigger stimulus in the wake of the U.S. election result. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump repeatedly promised to raise Chinese tariffs by up to 60%. On the diplomatic front, Beijing is expected to take advantage of the space vacated by Washington on the world stage.
The White House says President Biden will address the nation later this morning around 11 a.m. Eastern Time. His remarks will come 2 days after President Trump defeated Kamala Harris to become the nation's 47th president. Biden spoke with Trump Wednesday and congratulated him on his election victory. More details at srnnews.com.